much, Chair. Denmark would like to commend the continued commitment of Afghanistan, Iran, and Pakistan to the solution strategy for Afghan refugees, and we welcome the launch of the support platform. Considering not least the protractedness of the Afghan displacement crisis, the hospitality of neighboring countries here has been outstanding. Denmark has been supporting the return and reintegration of Afghan refugees for almost two decades through comprehensive multi-annual engagements. During the last few years, this has included partnerships with the government of Afghanistan through its Citizen Charter Project, UNHCR, UN Habitat, several civil society partners, including the Norwegian Refugee Council, Save the Children, Dakar, and the Danish Refugee Council. The partnership with several of those has included engagements in Iran and Pakistan as well. Chair, the High Commissioner called for new additional development funds to be invested in support of the return and reintegration of Afghan refugees. We intend to deliver. Denmark pledges to initiate the development of the next phase of a multi-annual development program supporting the reintegration of Afghan refugees and internally displaced people. Linked to this, we will also continue supporting UNHCR with approximately 50 million Danish kroners per year in 2020 and 2021. And finally, we'll continue our supporting our civil society partners, including the Danish Refugee Council and the Durable Solutions Platform based in Kabul, with additional funding during the coming 2 years. All of this will be within the framework of a continued Danish development engagement in support of Afghanistan, with a focus on livelihoods and good governance. We commend the Afghan government for having mainstreamed support for returnees within the national development framework as a national priority. This is the way forward, we believe. At the same time, we think it is important to recognize the key role of civil society organizations in supporting returnees and local communities. They got access where others don't, and they have the required expertise and experience after so many decades of work in Afghanistan. So in conclusion, Denmark will continue to be committed to supporting the voluntary, safe and dignified return and sustainable reintegration of Afghan refugees and internally displaced in the years to come. We call on other members of the international community to do the same. Such support is critical for future stability, not only in Afghanistan, but also in neighboring countries, and in preventing that Afghans feel compelled to search for safety and assistance even further away. Thank you.